Have you ever wondered why intelligent people make terrible relationship choices? It's not just bad luck, it's biology. When we're infatuated, our brains actually suppress neural activity associated with critical judgment while flooding our bodies with euphoria-inducing hormones. This biological cocktail explains why Charlotte overlooked James's emotional unavailability, why Mark tolerated Janelle's one-sided demands, and why countless others miss glaring red flags until after marriage. We're literally attempting to make life's most important decision while our brains are chemically compromised. Throughout history, most cultures solved this problem through arranged marriages, where family elders vetted potential partners based on compatibility rather than chemistry. While that system had obvious drawbacks, it provided safeguards that modern dating lacks. Today, we're expected to navigate this life-altering decision primarily through feelings designed to override our critical thinking, essentially performing brain surgery while intoxicated. This is precisely why Dr. John Van Epp's approach has revolutionized relationship education. His relationship attachment model, RAM, provides a structured framework that keeps both heart and head engaged throughout the relationship building process. By understanding the five dynamics that create bonds, knowing, trusting, relying, committing, and sexual involvement, we can maintain a balanced approach that prevents love from becoming blind. Imagine your relationship as a sound system, with five bonding dynamics represented as sliders. Healthy attachment exists when these sliders remain relatively balanced. Significant imbalances lead to confused feelings and compromised judgment. The key to relationship safety is sequential progression through bonding areas. Knowledge forms the foundation for trust, which determines reliance, which guides commitment, and finally, sexual involvement. Each level building on the stability of previous ones. Before seeking a perfect partner, focus on becoming your best self. Many relationship issues could be resolved through self-work before commitment, rather than years of therapy afterward. Unhealthy emotional patterns typically manifest in three ways: idealization, avoiding disappointment through unrealistic optimism, identification, attraction to qualities we lack, and incarnation. Recreating past relationship dynamics. Breaking these patterns requires insight, new information, motivation, and time. True compatibility extends beyond shared interests to encompass three dimensions: chemistry, complementarity, and comparability. Chemistry, that magnetic attraction, forms the foundation of romantic relationships. However, it can be misleading. It's not always a reliable judge of character, often sees what it wants to see, and fluctuates even in strong relationships. Complementarity is about how differences enrich both partners. The author and his wife exemplified this. His analytical nature balanced her practical decisiveness, making them stronger together. The key indicator is whether a partner inspires self-improvement, as captured in As Good As It Gets when Melvin tells Carol, "You make me want to be a better man." While differences create complementarity, core similarities matter in three areas: personality, values, and lifestyle. Shared humor is crucial. Over 90% of happy couples cite it as key to their satisfaction. Essential shared values include family beliefs, views on marriage and parenting, religious practices, and financial attitudes, spending and saving habits. The most cited quality in successful marriages: a deep best friend relationship. The ideal partner combines all three C's: chemistry, complementarity, and comparability. Like a river carving its path, our relationship patterns form channels that guide future interactions, unless deliberately changed. Your partner's treatment of others offers crucial insight into how they'll treat you. Everyone carries core relationship scripts that apply across contexts, revealing tendencies that will surface in your relationship. How someone treats service workers reveals their capacity for empathy and respect. Don's arrogant behavior toward a drive-thru attendant foreshadowed his later affair and emotional detachment from his wife, demonstrating how relationship patterns persist. A partner's friend group reflects their true character. Margot, once a studious good girl, began dating Steve, whose rebellious nature emerged through his partying friends. Despite initial discomfort, she adopted their lifestyle, proving that we gravitate toward those sharing our values and attitudes. Be wary of romantic explanations like, "I was never in love until I met you," when used to dismiss concerning past behaviors. Research shows that dramatic personality changes during courtship typically revert to pre-relationship patterns within the first year of marriage. While relationship skills matter, a functioning conscience is essential. Without it, communication and conflict resolution skills can become tools for manipulation. Consider Marta's story. After losing her husband of 27 years, she married Mark from her high school reunion. Despite his charming facade and claimed medical career, Mark lived deceptively, gambling online, writing illegal prescriptions, and blaming financial troubles on a divorce. When confronted, he showed remorse only when caught. The conscience acts as your mind looking in the mirror, serving two functions: monitoring thoughts and actions against internal values, and enabling empathy through understanding others' perspectives. Research from the Terman database shows conscientiousness is the strongest predictor of both marriage success and longevity, as significant as biological factors like blood pressure and cholesterol. When dating, evaluate both your partner's personal code of conduct and how well they follow it. Don't become their conscience. What starts as small corrections can evolve into constant monitoring. True commitment means belonging to each other, feeling at home with your partner. While driven by desire, realistic commitment combines both "I want to" with "I have to," blending passion with obligation that endures through challenges. The "want to" aspect stems from devotion, inspiring sacrifices, and creating a shared identity. The "reluctant to" element explains persistence in troubled relationships through accumulated shared experiences and connections. The "have to" component involves responsibility, growing from minimal obligations in new relationships to peak levels in marriage. Research shows that sex is inherently relational. Even casual encounters carry emotional weight because your body is inseparable from your identity. First-time intimacy typically increases both emotional desire and vulnerability, creating risk when sexual involvement outpaces other relationship aspects. Studies across cultures reveal that more premarital sexual partners correlate with higher divorce rates and infidelity. Conversely, sexual restraint often leads to stronger, more romantic marriages. The combination of sex, love, and marriage proves most fulfilling when unified rather than separated. Finding your ideal partner can follow a structured plan that guides both head and heart. Dating should be fun, safe, and effective, enhancing rather than damaging your future marriage. What's needed are trendsetters who take a systematic approach to love, balancing the five bonding dynamics: knowing, trusting, relying, committing, and sexual involvement. This creates a safe zone where love can flourish without becoming blind. The journey begins with becoming your best self, understanding your patterns, and knowing what you truly need in a partner. With patience and wisdom, you can find someone who captures your heart and deserves your trust, a true soulmate for a lasting, fulfilling relationship. Love at its best isn't blind. It thinks, sees clearly, and chooses wisely.